Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Some people think that stem cell treatment means you can whistle. Welcome back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I can't whistle at all. You're actually much better at it than I am. You're actually much better at it.
I used to drive my parents crazy with whistling.
How are you feeling?
Feeling great, actually. Thank you for asking.
Joe's doing some things to improve his quality of life. I'm not going to get into it unless he wants to, and if he doesn't, that's fine. It's none of my business. But he's doing some good things. And you're not that old. How old are you?
46.
46. So I mean, this is a good time to be doing this.
It's a good time.
Yeah, good time to be doing this. So that's some good stuff. So, it's interesting the confluence of things that have occurred in my mind, Joe, because I've got some things going on in my life that I had to, unfortunately, send the best single stack 45 ACP ever made back to Joe to sell to somebody else after I waited for it for a year and a half. And that was one of those unfortunate things that sometimes you just can't help. But then along the way, this is not rationalization. I began to think of some things, and I began to ponder some things. Now, you do some collaborations with Jared Reston and Chuck Pressburg. They're part of your professional series, right?
Correct.
Now, have they ever asked you to build a single-stack gun for them?
No. You know, in their world, with training and what they do with law enforcement and military, wide body is life. I mean, honestly.
Right.
It's really the lifeblood of what they do.
And to that end, for them, the guns you build become sort of their service gun, don't they? Doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
So. And also, the guns that you build with them, the guns you build with their input, also sell out in about 35 minutes, right?
Yeah, they sell out pretty quick.
So when I came to you and I said, Joe, will you build, because at that time, Staccato had just come out with the Staccato P, and the Staccato P, the original Staccato P, was actually a commander length with a full-sized grip. Which I kind of liked.
Sure.
But after I shot one of Joe's guns, I think I shot the Night Fighter.
Correct.
I shot the Night Fighter first, and I'd never had anything like that happen before. I mean, I shot the Staccato XL the other day, and I mean, I expected that run like the Staccato P and the Staccato C too. It ran really, really good, but it's really, really big, you know? Right. After I shot Joe's service-sized weapon, and then I got my See, my WMGC is not, in Joe's world, this is not a special weapon. But when I got Joe, and I said, Joe, would you build me a pistol on the same geometry as the original Staccato P, Joe told me. Now, normally, if he's not going to do it, he just goes, no. No explaining, no nothing. But this time he said, well, I don't normally build those. And I said, well, would you? And he did. And you built how many out of that initial run of the WMGC?
Oh, we built, a couple dozen. Eric just started on the next run of the fat WMGs that he's building, and I think there's seven in that batch.
Right.
So, yeah, people like it. Our most popular model is still either the NF model or the R model, which surprises me because the R model is a big gun. It's full size, all the weight.
Yeah.
But guys like it. They like the fact that it's soft.
Well, it's, you know, when you stick a gun out there, I mean, like even with the Staccato XL, I discovered that for me, putting a flashlight on that is a bridge too far.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, you're not gonna carry that gun.
Nope. I have carried it. I carried it for 2 days just to see if I could do it inside the waistband. It looked like I had a weird degenerative disease on my right hip. But
yeah.
Back to my original thing. So when I got my fat WMGC, and I'm holding it in my hand now, and it has, I have scarred it. It has lovely scars on the slide because I have shot it the way it's supposed to be shot, which is it's a high-end tool. It's the lug nut wrench of a Bentley. Or maybe it's a little more of a precision tool for a Bentley, but it's certainly a, and it shows no signs of anywhere except on the slide where I've unfortunately dragged it across something or something. Although the Frady side on is pretty pristine. I have, as I was sitting there crying in my cornflakes over having to sell my single stack 45 ACP that Kevin built under the auspice of Joe that I waited so long for, as I was cradling my fat WMGC, I realized that I was holding the best gun shooting gun besides some of your other guns that I've ever shot. And so earlier this week, because when I sent him that gun, Joe told me, he said, Bill, there'll be other guns. But I think my next gun I want, and I told Joe this, would be another fat WMGC, except this one with one of Joe's compensators on it. Because looking at these guns are meant to be carried. And I don't work in a profession where I wear a big work rig on a daily basis to try and carry one of your guns, but I can carry this WMGC concealed and be happy about it. Be quite happy about it because it's just the best shooting gun there is.
Yeah, and I think honestly that when you see the gun that I've been working on, the prototype that I've been working on for a friend of mine, the M model, you're going to like it. You're going to really dig it.
I can believe that. We're coming up on the first break. Now, getting on the list for the best shooting gun, the best shooting gun on the planet, the rarest of the beasts. Not everybody does it, but everybody does it once, wants to do it again, and there's a reason for that. And you have to do that. Go to chamberscustom.com. There you'll be communicating with the lovely and gracious Heidi. And who knows where that goes for you from there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. With the Patreon show that you do, which is where you pull guns apart and everything, has anybody ever tried to find fault with your guns? We got Joe. Somebody forgot to turn Joe up. Hello? There we go.
Okay, there we go.
I knew you were there. Whenever I ask you a question, and I'm like, hey, we still got that. Somebody forgot to turn you up. No big deal. This is the drama of live radio.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I find, I measure our own guns on Patreon. And I put a number of reviews of our own guns with various stages of round count and cleaning and ammo use and all kinds of stuff on our own guns because I want, you know, transparency is the key. And at the end of the day, it's just about the math. And what we've found is that a properly built gun lasts longer, tolerance-wise, than an improperly built gun. Or I shouldn't even say improperly built. I should say a gun with looser tolerances from the beginning.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, one of the things that's important to remember is not all of us companies that do this do it to the same tolerances. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I just finished, before we started the radio show, I just finished measuring a 1911 that was sent in to me. It's a 9mm full-size gun from a pretty popular company. And they're kind of a semi-custom maker. That's what I would call them. And this one retails for about $3,200. And, you know, it has decent tolerances. They're not amazing, but they're decent. But you have to keep in mind it's a $3,200 gun.
Right.
You know, they're not trying to get $8,000 or $9,000 out of this gun. So are the tolerances that I got on this gun unacceptable? Well, you have to look at the price point, I think. And you have to look at what they're trying to do with this particular gun. This particular gun is their base model gun. And you're not getting all the custom touches and custom features that you would get from a higher price point, if you will. So when you look at it from that perspective, and you look at the math from that perspective, it's easier to go, okay, that gun's a good value for what it is. If you like the style, the looks of that gun, you know, it's not a bad build based on the math for the price point. Now you can jump up, you know, $1,500, $2,000 more to a WMG and get a gun that is built mechanically in a far superior manner. But you're jumping up nearly $2,000. So, you know, for some people, I mean, that's almost double the price of this particular gun. So for some people, that's a bridge too far. They can't justify that. They want a really nice gun, but they can't justify almost double the cost. And I think it's important, you know, when I measure the guns, I always keep that in mind. What's the price point on this gun? Right? Same thing. I mean, you can compare it to rifles. I just got a rifle in today. I got a Sako TRG 22 in. It's a 308 caliber rifle. Very expensive rifle. Right?
Right.
Chassis system, multi-adjustable trigger, hammer forged barrel, 60 degree bolt. I mean, these are amazing guns, just like my 338, only it's smaller brother. Well, retails new $3,500. You can buy a Remington 700 or a Winchester Model 70 or a Tika T3 for a third that price. Does it do a good job? Sure. Absolutely. Does it have all of the more customized refined features that the SACO has? No. But you're not paying for that. So, you know, I think it's important to look at the price point. And so when I review my own guns that we build here at the shop, and I've reviewed guns that I've built, Eric's built, Brandon's built, and here soon I'll review a gun that Kevin builds after we get one in with a higher round count. And, you know, I'm honest about it. Look, this is the measurements that it started out with, and here's where it's at now at this round count. And let people see the difference of how guns wear based on how they're built initially. And that's, I think that's the most important part of it. You can see what you're getting for your money, basically.
Now, I think it's important to sort of differentiate here. Now, with some guns, where they get out there and some of these, like I've owned a gun before where they said I had to shoot it 500 times in order to get it to, quote, break in. And there's a difference between a gun that has a good, tight slide fit versus one that they just jammed on there and they expect me to use the inertia of the gun as I pull the trigger to grind the metal down to where it will finally, it takes 500 rounds to get it to where it will actually function correctly, right?
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, and we're coming up on the next break, so you don't have time to answer this quite yet, but I'd like to know, simply because you're the Chambers guns are not tight. Some of them are sprung heavier than others, but as far as the slide movement is all, it always feels electromagnetic, like it's just sort of floating back and forth. But it is firmer, you know, than some of these competition sprung ones, and that's all about the spring. And I just like to know the difference between how you guys do what you do, and I already know the answer to it, but I want you to explain it, and versus these guys that are out there putting out guns saying, well, you're going to have to fire this thing 1,000 times to get it to break in order for it to be, and that's why it's so good, because we said it is. So you hang on for me. We'll talk about that on the next side. You can follow Joe on Patreon at 1911 University, the number 1911 University. Go check him out there. Go join his Patreon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A State Department official isn't happy with Russian shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. The Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, Bonnie Jenkins, saying Russia's actions have created a serious risk of a nuclear incident. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are crying foul, saying Facebook unfairly flagged their criticism of President Biden's plan to forgive some student loan debt, prompting the social media platform to say it was done in error. Facebook flagging the comment, "If you take out a loan, you pay it back, period." A spokesman for Meta, the parent company of Facebook, saying nothing in that content violates their policies or should have prevented it from being shared. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 322 points. This is USA Radio News. A federal judge is deciding to release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Donald Trump's Florida home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite the ruling, the judge said the government has proven parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. NASA is preparing to send astronauts to the moon's surface again 50 years after its Apollo era. Administrator Bill Nelson is excited.
It's a future where NASA will land the first woman and the first person of color on the moon.
The space agency set its Artemis 1 test flight launch for Monday at Cape Canaveral, Florida. It'll carry the Orion crew capsule, speeding to a six-week mission around the moon. If all goes well, human could orbit the moon within 2 years, with a moon landing in 2025 or 2026. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Chuck, talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. What is the difference, Joe, between a gun that has been is and there's a few name brands I don't mind mentioning. I don't have to. But there's a few name brands out there that think their weapon is a little more than it actually is in reality versus, say, somebody who does a decent slide fit, which your slide fit is way beyond decent. It's sort of, I often wonder if you have like a voodoo priestess that works out in the yard in Nebraska somewhere, but just because it's just that spooky good. What's the difference between those? Because, one, the only reason you shoot the guns the way you shoot the guns is to measure that you're getting it where you want it to be based upon your mathematical equations and your historical precedents and what you know is going to work, right? That's why you shoot a gun as often as you do.
Correct.
But it's not to break it in.
No.
So what about...
I don't believe in that whole you got to shoot the gun to break it in thing. If the gun's not ready to shoot when it comes off the bench, then there's something wrong with the gun, in my opinion. That's
right.
My opinion.
Well, I share your opinion. Especially if you're... At a price point of $1,500, should a gun be able to function coming when you pick it up out of the box? Should you have to go to the range and just know that you're going to waste 500 rounds of ammo to get it broke in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It should run right out of the box. You know, but again, That's just my opinion. Not all builders agree with that. You know, some builders think that you should have to shoot at 500 rounds or 1,000. And I look at that and go, well, that's wasted time. It's wasted ammo. It's wasted money. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like anything in life. You buy a car and the manufacturer says, oh, you have to drive this at 30 miles an hour for 1,000 miles before you can drive it at any speed you want.
Right.
No. Now, do you take a brand new car and drive it at 100 miles an hour? No. That's not wise. You know, but, I just don't agree with that. I think if you buy a gun, especially at that price point, $1,500, and it's just run. Now, the caveat to that is, some of these guns are not built to run with certain kinds of ammo. Right? So, you may have a gun that simply won't feed XYZ type of holes. Alright. That's fine. As long as you know that in advance, that's fine. But, for the most part, that it is run.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. I find that interesting that you point that out, because it just made me think of something. So, in the old days with Glocks, the reason that Agency Arms exists is because there was no Glock performance shop. So now you've got Boresight, and you've got Agency Arms, and you've got it's become a little cottage industry to rework a Glock. And that's because Glock out of the box did not address a whole bunch of things. But now, when you look at the market now today, most of these competitors of Glock have started coming out with front serrations. With the P320, which is now my favorite striker-fired gun, you can replace the whole lower part of it with whatever texture. Just buy a whole lower to go into it for $60.
Right.
They have addressed that part, and they have essentially, they've taken, you know, I've had Glocks that are $2,500 Glocks. Because of the customization they have to go through in order to get them to this point, that some of these guns now, with the exception of triggers, most of the time it's the trigger that I find to be some of the things, but now you've got the texture, now you've got the slide work, you've got the cuts coming now, they're already optics ready and everything. So why is it that there's some 1911 builders that get out there and say, well, this is only going to feed this kind of ammunition, given the way the rest of the market has moved? Any idea?
Oh, I don't know. And maybe limiting their liability up here. You know, one way for a company to limit QC issues that they already know they have is just to go, you can only shoot this kind of ammo. Okay. Well, if you're buying that gun and you read that information, and then you try to shoot a different kind of ammo, and it doesn't work, don't call the company complaining.
Right.
You're the one that failed to comprehend what they tried to tell you in the beginning. Deal with it. You know, it's like back in the day when Glocks first came out, you weren't supposed to shoot lead ammo in Gen 1, 2, or 3 Glocks.
Right.
And, I mean, those of us who understood what was going on, we still did it. We just knew that we had to clean the barrel really regularly. Every few hundred rounds, you had to take the barrel out, brush it out real good, make sure the lead didn't build up, carry on as normal.
Right.
But Glock knew that the kind of barrel that they were using was not conducive to massive amounts of lead bullets. It would build up, and it would cause a problem. And so they put that in their literature. No lead bullets. Okay, cool. No problem. I understand. I'm buying this pistol, and I understand the limitations of it. You know, again, these kind of things, they should be common sense, but they're not, because not everybody has common sense. But these things transfer over to pretty much anything you buy in life. You know, you don't buy a package of ramen noodles and eat it dry. The directions clearly say, put in 10 ounces of water, heat in the microwave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so the simplest things even, have specifics that you need to adhere to if you're going to get the optimal results out of it. Now, for our guns, you know, well, even a perfect example of this with Chambers Custom is the new YC Squared guns that we're building right now. Those guns are built for a specific purpose. They're not a gamer gun. They're not a range toy. They are a concealed carry pistol, right? And as such, I've shot all of them that have come through the shop to be sent out. I shoot them, and I try them with a variety of ammo. And I learned early on with the way they're built and the spring setups and the function of the gun that these guns do not function with cheap range ammo. And so in the letter that each client gets when they get their gun, it says, look, don't shoot cheap range ammo. These guns function best with quality self-defense ammo. That doesn't mean that you won't find some quality range ammo that won't work. That's what we test them with. We test them with normal 124 or MagTech 115. Works fine. But if you take that pistol and you try to shoot, you know, bulk Remington Golden bullets, you know, the yellow box stuff,
yeah,
it's not going to run.
Yeah.
You know, if you try to shoot bulk Winchester white box, it's not going to run. So don't
hang on
call
there.
Me.
Hang on there for me. We'll get back into this one when after the break. On YouTube, Chambers Custom is known as Chambers Custom. On Facebook, Chambers Custom. And on Instagram, Chambers Custom. Go check them out those various ways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment, we perfected it.
Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. Very pleased that he's here today because I thought he might not be here because he's been doing some stuff. But actually, he's doing some good preventative maintenance. But let's get back to what we were talking about guns that are set up in certain ways to where they tell you not to do this or tell you not to do that as a form of liability management or to make up for their quality control. Is that now only done with the 1911 platform? And once again, we haven't turned up Joe. There he is. Are you there, Joe?
I'm here.
You're turned up now.
Right.
I can tell when you're turned up. I just can't. I'm trying to ask the question hoping that things will time out right the right way. I understand why this happens. I just, I get it. The drama of live radio. Anyway, you were saying.
I don't know because I don't know what kind of limitations other companies are putting on their guns as far as ammo goes. I would just say that's a DYR situation. Do your research. If you're looking into a gun, check out the manufacturer's website, see if there's ammo limitations. Talk to some people on forums, see what kind of ammos they've had good luck with and what kind of ammos they haven't had good luck with. Because as you and I both know, people are always willing to share bad news. It just starts.
All the time. All the time willing to share the bad news. But do you see my point, though? I mean, the market in one segment of the handgun market has responded by basically, I mean, there's still, like, for the SIG P320, there's Gray Man. Or gray guns, or whatever they call it. Gray guns.
Yeah.
And for CZ, there's the Cajun guy. And there's also another CZ custom guy. And some of them still do custom work on all this and everything, but it's not so much to make the gun tolerable as to make it really special.
Right.
Because I've never told you about this guy either. I used to know this Portuguese gunsmith named Enrique Borgarese. And I would go to him because he was the only gunsmith I could find in the phone book, and he was close to where I lived. And Enrique was this older Portuguese gentleman, and when I would walk into his shop, he'd be listening to Italian opera on a very old radio. And he would dress the way, I mean, if you're picturing this in your mind, think of what a 70-something-year-old gunsmith would dress like if he's from Portugal. And you're probably going to be right. He had a handshake that would crush your hand. I mean, he just had that kind of workman's grip. And with him, gun customization was about making a gun special. Right? He did a lot of intricate carving on all steel guns, and he did special grips and all this other stuff. But his thing would be, well, you know, I don't know why you would do this, because why wouldn't you want to have just one really special gun out of all the guns you may own? I would go to him about my my Ruger P-Series. And he would get this look on his face. But, I mean, I can see some of these gun customizers that are out there. But, I mean, it's not like it was with Glock, because everybody that runs Glock, I guess they run Glock because the parts are so ubiquitous and everything, and it's so adopted a platform that you can find stuff for it everywhere. But by the same token, there's better guns out there. But that's because, and the better guns have responded to that market. With the 1911 market, though, like, there's some, there's nothing that Dan Wesson makes that I wouldn't know. Nothing.
Yeah, Dan Wesson makes great guns.
Dan Wesson 1911s are very, very, very good. Yes. As a matter of fact, there's a few Rock Island Armories that I wouldn't mind having.
Yep.
I've never shot a Ruger. I want to try a Taurus, to be quite honest with you. Have you ever had a Taurus come across your desk?
I had a Taurus in the safe.
Yeah?
That they sent me to review.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you had any sort of a look at it yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's actually a review on YouTube that's public.
From Chambers?
Yeah.
I'll have to go look for that.
Yeah,
I'll have to go look for
that. Let me double check real quick while we're here. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that I made that review public.
Well, the thing about Taurus that intrigues me is that Taurus does everything but mine their own raw material when it comes to a gun. Taurus is a gigantic conglomerate. And they also do some stuff that is, you know, everybody else sort of clones each other. They don't mind going out there and doing something a little different here and there. And I've owned Taurus guns before, and I'll probably own Taurus guns again, but I haven't ever tried their 1911, and I want to try that. So I'll have to go look at that review you put up of it, because it might surprise me.
I think what you'll find with the Taurus is a very low-end gun, price-wise. Right?
Okay.
I mean, you can pick them up for $500, sometimes less, depending on where you're buying them. And, you know, what I said in the video is, you know, would I buy one of these? Yeah, if knowing the limitations of it and knowing that it's not, you know, it's not a high-dollar gun, it's not built to great or even good tolerances. I haven't shot mine yet. I'm going to. I was supposed to 2 weeks ago, but I got busy before I went out of town. But, you know, it's a low-end gun.
Right.
So if you buy one, you don't expect too much, right? It's like buying a Yugo. You're not expecting too much.
Right.
You want it to get you there and not burn up.
Right.
And, so, yeah, I mean, it's, I think it'd make a great truck gun, make a great toolbox gun or fishing box gun or whatever. Would I carry a Taurus every day myself personally? No, because I have better options.
Sure.
You know, but if it was the only gun I had, sure, I would figure out what ammo functioned properly with it 100% of the time, and I would go with that.
I get you. Okay. Yeah, I want to try one of those just to see. I want to try the Ruger. I have tried the SIG, and we're about to run out of time, but like the SIG and the Smith & Wesson have the extractor on the outside of the gun, which I find interesting. In the remaining minute before we're gone, what do you have to say? What do you think about those two brands, the way they sort of made that little minor deviation?
The SIG?
Yeah.
When SIG first came out with their 1911, they were exceptional. They used excellent quality parts. They were built nice for the price point. The ones I've seen in the past couple of years, they're on the same scale, I think, as the Smith & Wessons or the Rugers or the Rock Islands. You know, they're kind of a medium low end gun. They're not quite down there with the Taurus quality, but they're not quite up there with Dan Wesson.
Gotcha.
And the Ruger, you know, Ruger's always maintained a baseline of quality for what they are. They know their price point, they know their audience, and they build a gun for that.
Well, we're about to run out of time. Thank you for joining me today. I love it when we get to do 1911 University. I wish you continued success with your endeavor, and I'll be talking to you.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. And I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.